50 Toronto. Whoopee!
Make money as a Chum News reporter. $10.50 for the top story of the day. $25 for the big news tip of the week. Call us anytime, Walnut 311-33.
This is Alan Slate, the program director of CHUM. We still have not heard from two of the Chum announcers. If Mike Darrell and Dave Johnson are listening, would they please phone me here at the station as soon as possible?
And now we transfer control to Hollywood, California. At the CHUM microphone, that South Pacific gal, one of the world's most beautiful women, Mitzi Gaynor.
Thanks, Earl Bradford. Hi, everybody. This is Mitzi Gaynor sitting in my living room in Hollywood. And I have in my left hand a CHUM microphone. I wonder how that got here. Well, I'm going to have a ball for this hour, and I hope you are too. I'm here for an hour to pinch hit for Chum's Mike Darrell. That gorgeous Mike Darrell. I'm told some of the boys aren't at work today, so I'll be handling the broadcast from Hollywood until 6 o'clock. And it should be an awful lot of fun. Let's go to the Chum Parade now. Number 44, Marty Robbins and Jimmy Martinez.
The story began in Reynosa, a village in old Mexico. A girl and a Mexican soldier were sweethearts a long time ago. They made big plans for a wedding. The town of Reynosa would go, and they would see Jimmy Martinez married to Sarah Soro. Oh, oh, oh. One day there came a message. It said that Jimmy must go. Leaving Reynosa to fight at the Alamo. He never returned to Reynosa. The story's been told and retold. How Jimmy, the Mexican soldier, died at the Alamo. Last letter to Sarah began with a message like this. Oh, dear one, how sweet is the memory of our parting kiss. I send my heart in this letter. I pray to the one up above. Oh, Sarah, don't ever forget me. Stay just as pure as the dove. Oh, oh, oh. I'm like the dove in your window. It's chosen, just one made for life. And you are the one I have chosen, the one that I want for my wife. He never returned to Reynosa. The story's been told and retold. Jimmy, the Mexican soldier, died at the Alamo. Oh, oh, oh. Sarah refused to believe them. She prayed for Jimmy's return. And there every night in her window, a small little candle would burn. Turned her dark hair to silver. She prayed for Jimmy so long. Then one night the village was saddened. The light in her window was gone. Oh, oh, oh.
Are you going to start fixing up the cottage this weekend? Well, let me give you a tip. Improve the look and life of your cottage the quick and easy way. In three words, Abbotibbe wood grain panel boards. You see, Abbotibbe wood grain panel boards are pre-finished. Just put up the boards, tap in a few well-placed nails, and the job's done. In a matter of minutes, you can panel a wall in rich wood grain. Give the cottage a really finished appearance. Abitibi panel boards come in a wide variety of finishes, such as provincial cherry, butternut, and autumn walnut, all scored in an attractive plank effect. If you want a really unusual textured effect, there's Abitibi random plate wood. Believe me, this is the sensible, smart way of cottage improvement. Sensible because it's quick and easy. When you panel, there's no need to paint. Smart because it's economical at a price you can afford. There's an Abitibi lumber dealer near your home or near your cottage. He'll be glad to show you the wide selection of Abitibi pre-finished panel boards. Also ask him for the free folder on Abitibi panel boards. There's some great hints on making the job even faster and easier.
It's Wednesday afternoon, happy and gay, C-H-U-M all the way. 1050.
This is C-H-U-M, radio's answer to tarred blood. And this is Mitzi Gaynor in Hollywood. I'm still a bit in the dark about what's happening up in Toronto, but I understand some of the chum disc jockeys aren't at work today. I'm handling this hour for the Mike Darrow Show, and I understand Bill Dana and Jose Jimenez will be on the air at 6 o'clock. I'll be back in a minute. Right now, in Toronto, Pierre is here.
He's back again. Here's Pierre. Chums, Mr. Burton is on the air.
Seems to me the Canadian government has gone too far in its bullying of James Coyne, the governor of the Bank of Canada. I think most Canadians are going to applaud Mr. Coyne's flat refusal to resign just because his views have embarrassed the finance minister, Mr. Fleming. Mr. Coyne has told some unpalatable truths lately to Canadians. He has made the statement, for instance, which is true, that we are living beyond our means as a nation. Now, the government wants everybody to think that everything is rosy, so Mr. Coyne's remarks embarrassed it. But the present harassment of the governor of the central bank is simply part of the general harassment of several Crown corporations whose chiefs were appointed under a Liberal regime. Last week was Donald Gordon, who got it in the neck in Parliament. Recently it has been the CBC, and that's continuing, and I'll have more to say about that later in the day. But it's good to see Mr. Coyne standing firm and refusing to be bullied.
Pierre Burton reports again to CHUM tomorrow morning on the Al Bielicka Show, except I understand someone else is doing it these days. Come back, Al Bielicka, wherever you are. This is Mitzi Gaynor in Hollywood again. If you're already back there in Toronto, let's play Radio Race.
It's post time at the DJ Derby. Chum jockeys, mount your steeds.
If you're already in Toronto, here we go. Now, if the first number of your street address starts with a three, you'll win $1 if you're the first person to contact our switchboard at this hour's fun game phone number. Then you'll select one guest disc jockey. If the person you pick wins our horse race, you'll win $10.50. If the first number of your street address is 3, phone CHUM immediately at this number, Walnut 57748. Walnut 57748. Oh, I wish I could play it with you. And while thousands of Torontonians tear to their phones, we'll present the Chum Pick Hit of the Week. It's Bobby Darin and Nature Boy.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far. Little shy, and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me,
sha-la-la-la-loo.
The greatest thing you will ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Greatest thing you will ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. The greatest thing you will ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
This is Mitzi Gaynor in Hollywood to announce that this hour's pick hit winner is Frida Wasserman of 16 Ava Road in Toronto. Send your name, address, and phone number to Pick Hit, C-H-U-M, Chum, Toronto. In 60 seconds, we'll play Radio Race.
So you like my shoes?
They look good on you.
They should,
because they're Mahar's.
I'm fashion-wise.
That's why she buys all her shoes at Mahar's. First in fashion, first in value.
First with gals who care.
It's never far to your Mahar. Mahar's are everywhere.
Summertime is fashion time, and the girl who knows her fashions wears Mahar shoes. Soft kid pumps in bright luster leathers, new sandal shapes, breezy cushion sole designs. No matter what the occasion demands, you'll find the right footwear at Mahar's. Price right for value. Well-dressed men go for the new Mahar summer styles for business or casual wear. And parents everywhere make Mahar's their headquarters for the vacation footwear so important to those busy little feet that will soon be out of school. Get set for July and August. Take the family to your Mahar shoe store today.
It's never far to your Mahar. Mahar's are everywhere.
Mitzi Gaynor in Hollywood, pinch hitting for Mike Darrow on Chum. We'll switch back to Toronto now to play Radio Race.
Thank you very much, Mitzi. Hello.
Hello.
And whom am I speaking to, please?
Mrs. Catling.
Mrs. Catling, and your address, please.
Number 3 Nora Road, Islington.
3 Nora Road in Islington. Right now, I'm going to give you the names of the announcers in the race, and you just select one name. If it's the one who wins the race, you'll win $10.50.
Uh-huh.
Now, the names are Mitzi Gaynor, Pat Boone, Mr. Magoo, Jose Menez, and Jane Morgan. What is your selection?
Mr. Magoo.
They're at the post. Jay Morgan's riding Body Beautiful. Mitzi Gaynor's riding Gaynor's Gaining. Pat Boone's on Boone's Tune. Mr. Magoo's riding Nearsighted Nag. And Jose Jimenez is on Swiss Saddle. And they're off and running. Mr. Magoo breaks very fast and goes to the head of the pack. With the rest all bunched up together around the clubhouse turn into the backstretch, it's Mr. Magoo first. Mitzi Gaynor second, coming up very fast on the outside now. Pat Boone third, Jose Jimenez fourth, and Jane Morgan fifth. At the far turn, Mitzi Gaynor going full out takes the lead. Magoo is second. Pat Boone and Jose Jimenez running neck and neck. And Jose Jimenez moves into third place. Boone fourth and Jane Morgan fifth. Coming down the stretch to the wire, it's Mitzi Gaynor by two lengths. Mr. Magoo second by a head. Jose Jimenez third and pounding. Jane Morgan fourth and Boone trailing. And here's the winner. Mitzi Gaynor on Gaynor's Gaining. Jose Jimenez second, Mr. Magoo third.
Well, it's too bad, Mrs. Catling, that
yeah.
you didn't get in there and put down some third-place money.
Yeah.
Mr. Magoo came in third. Well, we are going to send you $1 for luck, though. Thanks very much for calling.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, be around in 1 hour's time, and once again, we give you a chance to win $10.50 playing Radio Race.
C-H-U-M, 1050, Toronto.
Just run and scare. Each place we go, so afraid that might show. Yeah, run and scare. What would I do if he came back and wanted you? Just run and scare. Feeling low. Run and scare. You love him so. Just run and scare. Afraid to lose. If he came back, which one would you choose? Then all at once he was standing there, so sure of himself, his head in the air. My heart was breaking, which one would it be? He turned around and walked away with me.
Two MG,
three Morris 850s,
11 Morris Oxfords,
one navy blue Wolseley.
Just a few of the cars now priced to sell during Ensign Motors' special inventory sale.
Ensign Motors' sales manager has been taking inventory for the end of the fiscal year, and they discovered a number of cars that cannot be sold as brand new because they have slight imperfections. So these cars will go at terrific discounts.
Cars with a slight scratch, some with minor paint bubbles, a few with a spot on the upholstery, slight imperfections that will not spoil the performance or your enjoyment of the car.
But Ensign Motors must sell these cars at a lower price, so they've pulled out all the stops, and here's what you buy.
Three Morris 850s, list 1,377, only 1,231.
Eight Morris 1,000s, list 1,618, now only 1,402.
11 Morris Oxfords, list 2,125, sale priced at only 1,812. And there are more. All carry full new car 12-month warranty.
Remember, if you can't afford to deal or trade now at Ensign Motors, you can't afford a new car. Ensign Motors, the Queensway West at Windermere. Come on over and really save on a car.
This is CHUM, thanks to you, Toronto's most listened to radio station. And this is Mitzi Gaynor in Hollywood. Do I sound a little bit like an announcer? I'm on the air until 6 o'clock tonight for Mike Darrow. I really don't know why I should have to do all the work down here in California while the CHUM announcers take time off in Toronto. Now we'll go back to Toronto for the latest weather readings from Weather Consultants of Canada. After that, I'll be back on the air from Hollywood with Dollars for definitions.
Exclusive on CHUM, this report from Weather Consultants of Canada.
A northeast flow of air around a large area of high pressure in Manitoba is giving fair cold weather to southern Ontario today. This high will move slowly southward and maintain mostly fair cold weather over our region tomorrow. The probability of mostly fair weather tonight, 100%. On Thursday, 80%. Here's the forecast for the CHUM climatological area. Mostly clear tonight. Sunny, except for some afternoon cloudiness on Thursday. Continuing very cold. Winds northeast 15 to 20. Low temperatures tonight near 45. The high Thursday near 65. The outlook for Friday, continuing fair and a little milder.
It's 65 degrees today. It's a wonderful day today.
65 degrees, as the gang says. Winds northeast 15, gusting to 21 miles an hour.
This is Alan Slate, the program director of CHUM again. We're still trying to contact Mike Darrow and Dave Johnson. We have heard from the other three CHUM announcers, and a meeting is planned this evening that might possibly work out quite smoothly. If Mike Darrow and Dave Johnson are listening, would they please phone me at CHUM as soon as possible?
Once again, we transfer control to Hollywood, California. At the CHUM microphone, one of Hollywood's finest entertainers, Mitzi Gaynor.
Okay, Earl Bradford. Now, watch me destroy myself.
It's time to play Dollars for Definitions.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. That's my phone. Maisie, get the phone. Okay, let's go back now. $1 goes out to Wayne Walker, 1483 Mansfield Drive, Oakville, for the definition of satellite. Satellite. That's a light a cowboy attaches to his saddle for night riding. Oh, that's a guess.
If you know of a short one-line definition that's clever or amusing, send it in. If we use it on the air, we'll send you $1. Send definitions to Dollars for Daffinitions, CHUM Toronto.
Well, at 5:55, Earl Bradford reports the news for the CHUM News Service. The Chum News Bureau has won Toronto's most coveted award, public confidence. I'm not too clear on just what happened up in Toronto, but I'm having a wonderful time making like a this is a Chum disc jockey.
This is Hal Bad Boy Beliska broadcasting from Queen and Young, scene of the Manspring sports car races, being brought to you today by Heather Hill Appliances, home of the price-murdering Bad Boy. On sale today are at only $37.10. Also on sale today, $12.13 each. Also a famous name, 12, 15, and 17 cubic foot freezers. Now these are priced so low, we've agreed not to mention the brand name. The Bad Boy bought them all. Are you ready? $197. You can store 600 pounds of food, and you get a 5-year food spoilage warranty, $5 down delivers, no payments till September after your vacation. The Bad Boy has 10 bad locations to serve you. Also on sale today are many. These are only $13.10. Also on sale, $14.02. And one more item we have, $0.03 each. Oh, look, here comes the winning entry now. Next time you see me, just call me Al Bad Boy Beliska.
1050 Chum.
Want a king-size refreshment treat?
Sing! Get the king-size coffee.
And now here's a really delightful idea in cooling summer drinks. Pour ice-cold Coca-Cola into a tall glass and add a scoop of your favorite ice cream. It's called a float with Coke, and you'll call it a real taste sensation. Get that refreshing new feeling. Try a float with Coke today.
Sing! Get the king-size Coke.
From Hollywood, this is Mitzi Gaynor once again. I'm in the last 30 minutes of my show for CHUM, and I'm really having a marvelous time. And at 10:30 tonight, Chum listeners are asked to phone and speak your mind. Now, Floyd Kramer is asked to play San Antonio Rose.